Jay-Z likes fish sticks.
I like fish sticks.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
I'm Cap.
We are back again. It's been a pretty eventful week for me, at least. What did y'all do this past week? Cap?
This past week?
Yeah, this past week.
Not much. I'm preparing to go on vacation.
Yeah?
So I've been focusing a lot of my energy, a lot of my chi on not going crazy before vacation with work.
So you didn't on vacation, you didn't get a PS4, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not going to get a PS4. I'm not into the new consoles. I have a computer.
You have a PC. All right, PC gamer. That's fine. Yeah, so you've been doing much.
I was super sad this week cuz I was all ready for Thursday night.
Yeah.
To go stand in line. Yeah, to go stand in line, and my roommate informed me we're not getting it.
Oh, wow.
So I was sad.
I was going to ask, like, how was your experience?
It was sad and depressing.
So he's not getting it at all? Or?
Not right now, anyway.
Oh, so he was going to get it.
So, yeah. So he had
Please, I'm cheap.
Did he have a pre-order, and did he have it paid off, or was that the thing? Like, he didn't have it paid off?
No, there was a thing. He had a pre-order at first, but then he got a letter saying the pre-order wasn't guaranteed. So then he decided that we were going to wait in line, and then I guess he just didn't want to get it right now.
That's all right. Hey, you know
what? Those things aren't cheap. I'll give them that.
They will be back. As soon as I get text messages to say they're available, I will have one.
Yay. Then I'll go mooch off of you.
I am I'm ready for Metal Gear Solid 5. And I'm really honestly they announced that they're going to sell the prologue separately. And then they'll I think it's Phantom Pain, which is the before 5, and then Metal Gear Solid 5, which will be sometime next year. I'm totally ready.
That's another thing about it. There's a lot of the launch titles got pushed back or delayed for various reasons.
Yeah, and so. I'm not too happy about that. I did sidebar real quick. Last show I said that the Playroom, Sony Playroom, was going to be purchasable. It's included for free. It's a tech demo that shows all the little cool stuff, the Jarvis-ness of the DualShock 4. My brother actually has a PlayStation 4. He pre-ordered it and got one.
Of course he does.
Yeah, no, I know. He bought it, went and picked it up. I've held the DualShock 4. It is the best feeling controller I've ever held. I would play PC games. I would play console games. If I could play every game with this controller, I'd be fine. It was the subtle differences that they changed, but we'll get to that a little bit
later.
Does
it have any more weight than the last one?
It's got a little bit more weight. The sticks that you're actually holding, the halves of the controller that are kind of angled out, they're angled a little bit better and angled down. The triggers are more like actual triggers. It feels like the L1 and the R1 are kind of buttons you just press, but the triggers, you can rest your index fingers on those triggers, and it feels very comfortable. I think they took a page out of Xbox's analog stick layout, because the analog sticks have a weird concave convex dimple in them, so you can actually, you don't have to have your thumbs like right on top of it and kind of roll your thumbs around on it. You can have it kind of on the sides of the sticks, and it has a lip that you can grab with your thumbs, and it's really, really nice feeling. There's a speaker in it, which is kind of interesting. Like the Wiimote had a speaker in it. This has a speaker in it as well. It's got a touch screen pad or a touch pad on the front.
Like a mouse pad.
Like a mouse pad. And the thing clicks in very much like a touch pad of a MacBook.
That's always a good comparison. If you can get to the touch pad of a MacBook, you've done it right.
It's not exactly like that, but it's very similar. That's how I feel. It's very quality. It does.
So a screen that you can press?
Yeah.
Like a BlackBerry?
Yeah, something like that, sort of. It's more or less it's not an actual screen. It's just a touch pad. You don't actually see anything, much like the Vita, the back of the Vita. If you've ever touched or held a Vita, the back of the Vita, that smooth surface, that's actually a touch pad too. And the front is a touch screen. So the buttons, nothing really to say about them. They do change a little bit about the material. I feel that they use. It just feels great all around. We played Rezogun, which was a free for PlayStation Plus subscribers. I'm not sure PlayStation Plus is mandatory yet, because he didn't have it and he was able to go online and do stuff. But once he got PlayStation Plus, downloaded Rezogun, which is an R-type final gun hell or bullet hell type of side scroller 3D game. Fantastic particle effects. I gotta say the particle effects in this game, it wasn't anything a PC couldn't do. I'm not comparing it to.
Oh yeah, clearly
it's not even apples to oranges, because those are both fruit.
It's
like apples to high powered rifles. An apple isn't a very good gun, whereas a console isn't a very good computer. But the PS4 in its own right, compared to current gen Xbox 360, PS3, and from what I've read, the Xbox Ones,
This week,
you know, it's much better. So I can't complain. Though again, I haven't bought one yet. So
well, like I said, my only problem reading about the PlayStation is I don't think it can play Halo.
No, it cannot play Halo. It will
that's,
be
that's to, an issue for me.
It will be able to play Destiny though.
Oh well, yeah.
So Bungie's new since their departure from Halo,
which will be interesting to see how they do.
I hope it does fantastically. Being away from Microsoft. Well.
Oh, new Halo.
Well,
it'd be fun.
No, Destiny.
Destiny.
Yeah, new Halo.
Which is pretty much just Halo.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what Bungie kind of wanted to do. And then they got under the cloud of Microsoft.
Yeah, there was this problem with licensing and contracts, and who needs those anyway?
But money.
Lots of money. But yeah, overall, you know, it felt like a really good console. Though I've heard that there's this weird wobbly problem where you could push on a corner and it like wobbles back and forth. Like it's not fully I don't know, flush, so it doesn't sit flat.
Oh, the touchscreen?
No, the actual console. The console is like it rickets back and forth like an unstable table.
Then you have one of those little adjustable feeties on it.
Yeah, like a projector or something.
Yeah,
they need something. But
on PS4.
Yeah. So that, and there's this weird pulsing blue light of death already where when you push this, they push the on button, and there's this really cool, it's like the spine of the console. Right in the middle, there's this big light that will pulsate different colors based on what you're doing, and very much in time with the controller because the controller has a motion light on it as well. It's really neat to look at, except whenever you push the button, it just kind of pulsates blue and doesn't actually show video and just doesn't do anything. So there are some initial launch concerning problems.
Yeah, I've heard there's some issues. I haven't read into it, but I've heard a lot of people aren't very happy about it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that aren't happy about it. I got to say, from my experience with it, the limited exposure that I've had with it, it's looking pretty good. I know you had said a couple of shows back, Cap, I think two shows back, about Battlefield 4 and how we were all going to get it. And kind of offline, we said that we weren't going to get it just yet. Main reason is because Battlefield 4 is having some problems. Like, they got some severe problems dealing with server issues, campaign issues. I know the servers were attacked a while back, but...
See, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, they've been doing a pretty good job as trying to, like, EA, trying to kind of give people 10% off of this and $10 off of that. And they did the same thing with The Sims.
Good job, like EA.
The Sims and The Sim City, they tried to do that. Do y'all remember the Battlefield 3 launch? Whenever Battlefield 3 launched, there were tons of problems.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Tons and tons of problems. Battlefield 4,
that's why
apparently.
I didn't buy Battlefield 4.
apparently, it's more of the same. And when a DICE representative was asked, they said, yeah, it was because we were trying to compete with Call of Duty Ghost. And they were trying to rush their window.
Well, that's a common problem in software in general, is the higher ups want it pushed out,
right?
And it's
no
not ready.
What, no matter what, I think so it's less of a developer problem and more of a producing problem.
Yep.
So, though I have heard really, really, really good things about Call of Duty Ghost, and from what people can play of Battlefield 4, I've heard that it's really good too. So, I don't think you really have a bad decision. I just think you might have a bad decision
unless
in
you
the
pick
short
Call
run.
Of Duty.
I heard this Call of Duty was way different.
That's a bad decision.
I have seen big comparisons.
Counter-Strike 1.6, where are you at?
I have seen comparisons to Xbox 360, PS4, PS3, and Xbox One, and it looks so nice on the new generation of consoles. There's all this atmospheric lighting, this fog effect that they put in. Same thing with Black Flag from Assassin's Creed 4. They've got a ton of extra. It's not so much like the character models. They're pretty much the same no matter what, but the vegetation, the depth of field, the amount of like rain and fog and just atmospheric effects that they put in, it really has the power to just push a lot more. Again, nothing that a semi-decent, you know, 600 or 700 series or God forbid a Titan graphics card couldn't do on the EVGAs or the NVIDIA side. But
those Titans are just so expensive.
Yeah, they're so expensive.
Get like 3 PlayStations.
I'm waiting to see more about the Steam Box though, because that would just be...
I'm looking forward to Steam Box now.
I don't even look at Steam Box as being like a console at this point. Like, it's pretty much just this all-in-one computer you didn't have to build, and I don't know. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it.
I can't wait to see the controller, get my hands on it.
Yeah, the controller's going to look pretty cool. I don't know if I'm going to get one.
I'm going to get one.
If I could have a DualShock 4 and do everything with the DualShock 4, I think I would. And from what I understand, you could use the DualShock 4 on the Xbox One. And you could use a DualShock 4.
Did they finally just make a nice protocol so everyone can just use whatever?
I think they just included it as a generic, kind of universally understood. I'm not sure it's a standard yet, but it should be. I agree. Because
human interface device?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason it shouldn't be. Before we get too far along, let's go ahead and talk about the website real quick. What's that website, Bear?
Oh, that's experiencepoints.com. EXP experiencepoints.com.
So don't go to experiencepoints.com.
No, experience is abbreviated, EXP. Oh, okay. Everyone knows that. Duh.
Everyone knows that now. You got to double tap.
Double tap the P.
Double tap the P.
That's there.
Two P's.
Don't forget.
You can go ahead and check out all of our previous radio shows. I'm a little bit behind in uploading them.
I got to generate content.
Yeah. we're going to get more reviews up again.
We're going to
have a rock band, a nostalgia rock band review up. It's going to be an unadulterated, possibly with alcohol review. Again, check that out.
Check that out
underneath the podcast section when that's up. We also do have a Lost Planet game giveaway, which we're going to actually conclude tonight.
We're actually giving it away.
We're giving it away, and then we're going to put Lost Planet 2.
You guys thought we wouldn't do it.
So, you know, this means we actually have to have the game, right?
We have the game. We're going to contact the person that wins via email, and then we're going to take the post down. And he'll get his game. That's fine. Sure, whatever. And
then
or she will. I don't think any girl. No girl has signed up. Check the website.
Thanks for ruining my hopes.
Girls don't play games. Everyone's staring at me now. Check the website, exppoints.com. Click the sticky post at the top for the Lost Planet 2 game giveaway. We haven't really come up with a question yet or something, how you're going to participate, but follow the instructions on the post, and you could win, I guess, in 3 weeks from now when we give Lost Planet 1 away. Let's go ahead and take a look at who entered. We got 4 or 5 entries. Bear, go ahead and randomly pick somebody. Don't pick my entry.
Go
ahead and pick. We got John
Closing
T, Bo Gibbs, and Trevor.
It looks like.
Go ahead. Which one?
From the ether, I see Bo Gibbs.
Bo Gibbs, you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Bo Gibbs. Hope we're pronouncing your name right, Mr. Gibbs. We're going to go ahead and we're going to email you the activation code and the download link for Lost Planet, the game, Colonial Edition, Extreme Condition, Mega Super 1. You can go ahead and pick that.
All edition.
Awesome. Sweet. So go and check out the website, Lost Planet 2 game giveaway. Also, reviews.
Gotta complete the collection.
And podcast. Lost Planet 3 is out. I haven't heard stunning reviews about it, but I've heard it's like better than Resident Evil 6, which is.
Well, that's not a high bar.
I mean, people sort of start. Like, I haven't coded anything in my game yet better than Resident Evil 6, because they should have just not. I actually, this past week, I reassembled Rock Band. We were talking about it, and we did play a little bit last I was messing with it a little bit last week. I reassembled it all. I realized that I have three guitars now, the drums, the keyboard. I actually have a keyboard. I don't know where that came from. And nice. Microphone, and 444 of the thousands of downloadable songs. So that is happening. Let's break it. Yeah, I want to talk about Rock Band Nostalgia, a little micro segment real quick. Let's go ahead and talk about Rock Band.
Rock Band segment.
The generation is sort of over with. Like, the plastic instrument generation is sort
of... Yeah, I think they're done. Nothing announced for the new consoles or anything?
No. There is a 2014 edition of Rocksmith.
That's a bit different.
Yeah, Rocksmith is a. I have the original version for Xbox 360. You like use a real guitar. It comes with.
You want to be like an actual musician or something?
Yeah, it's more like a. It's less of a party game and more like a tutorial game. Yeah, it's. I think you can play. You play guitar. You can play bass. You can hook it up and just use your big speakers or whatever, your TV as an amp. But it actually does have, maybe a couple hundred songs, maybe like 100 songs. It's much less than Rock Band. But you actually are learning. You actually are learning to play the guitar. It's not just 5 buttons and a strum or drums. It is much, much more intuitive and invasive. Not really intuitive.
Invasive. I don't know if I want to play an invasive game.
It's invasive.
Surgery Simulator. You go in.
Have you played that?
I have.
It's so hard.
It's
so great.
Such a hard game. We're actually going to talk about that next segment because we're going to have an indie game segment real quick.
Man.
But
spoilers on that. But yeah, Rock Band.
Yeah.
That takes me back to the apartment.
It's kind of unfortunate that they've sort of gotten rid of those music games. Like, they have Just Dance. But they're always going to have a dance game, I feel. Like, Dance is just...
As long as you have a Kinect, or as long as you have something that will capture body
motion...
Have
to make it useful.
They can make a Just Dance game.
Right. I feel like, that's a pretty good cop-out. Not a cop-out, but it's like you don't need a peripheral.
I mean, the Wii has Just Dance, and you just hold the controller, and that's how it does it.
See, I don't even know how it does that.
I've played both for Wii and for Xbox 360, because I have it for the Xbox.
Yeah.
The Xbox uses the Kinect, so it sees your entire body. You can see all your movement, both hands. But with the Wiimote... it only gets that one hand because it's using the motion in the Wiimote.
So you don't even hold two Wiimotes.
So like you don't hold two. You only hold one. So whenever I do something with my left hand, it catches it. But when I do something with my right hand, I feel like it doesn't catch it.
It's just kind of like
the Wiimote's not moving.
It's kind of like you. It assumes you're doing it.
I don't understand how it.
It gives you an attaboy just on faith. I don't know. I kind of, and I guess it's the same thing for the PlayStation Move. Like, unless you're holding two,
I don't know. I haven't played it on PlayStation. I assume they would use the PSI.
Yeah, but it still uses those motion controllers to catch the movements of whatever.
That's right. It would be like the Wii. It wouldn't be as good.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's one way the Xbox is better.
I feel like the new PlayStation I has two camera, so it can do that. It doesn't need.
Yeah, the new one's more like the Kinect than the crappy little.
It is more like the new Kinect. Like they pretty much have the same. They have the same camera peripheral now. But you know, you don't need for Rock Band. You needed all of the equipment to start. And like initially,
have you ever played with the controller though? You can play the controller.
You can.
It's very difficult.
Can you actually play with? I knew you could do it with Guitar Hero. I didn't know you could do it with Rock Band.
Yeah.
It's the same as Guitar Hero. It's the same as like DDR. You only had four arrows.
Yeah,
so you could use the D-pad and your.
I always thought it was in order to play, you had to have the right controller because whenever like I'd start to play, it was like you want to do the microphone, you have to insert a microphone. Where's your microphone?
You need a microphone.
But then you can't do microphone with a controller. Right. But then
not in this gen.
I don't know. Like I guess I never noticed that. That's kind of crazy.
I've played the drums. It's not easy.
Do y'all remember how expensive the original box set was with? I think it was one guitar, a drum set, a microphone, the PS2, the PS3 set. Game. It was like $150?
$100-something.
Yeah, somewhere around there. When you think about it, that's like a little over a quarter of like a PlayStation 4 now. Like, it was $150 out of the
but
400.
But how long has it lasted us?
Well, how much fun did you have?
Oh, no. I'm not questioning the fun. That's not what I'm questioning.
How many things have we broken?
How many neighbors have we upset?
Yeah, we've upset a few neighbors.
How many night guards have we paid off with cigarettes?
At least one.
How many drum kicks have I broken? Five.
You've broken five.
Five.
I remember.
I like
so,
how you have the number
so
on that.
That should be something. I wonder like how many people actually broke the drum.
And then they reinforced it with metal.
Yeah, we reinforced it. We got like sheet metal one time ours.
Yeah. Well, the new ones they came out with had the metal on them.
Yeah, before it was
plastic. The plastic ones, and I've actually duct taped them back together and broken them again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Rock Band is definitely one of those games where it's like I feel like when people talk about, you know, the games growing up, like some people they had, you know, we grew up with regular Nintendo and Super Nintendo. I feel like we had a really good spread.
We were there for like, you know, just past the very beginning.
Right.
Into where it started getting good.
When we came in.
I got PlayStation.
I didn't get Atari.
And I got PlayStation 2. And I got a computer.
Yeah.
I feel like when
25, 26 years ago, you know, arcades were kind of getting phased out.
Oh,
because,
man. Do you remember Tilt?
Yeah, Tilt.
I used to spend so much time at Tilt.
It was a good thing. I'm still eventually going to build an arcade cabinet to kind of have that little nostalgia thing in the garage.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. But the arcades are expensive. They are really expensive arcade cabinets. I feel like we were on that was on the way out. And I had an Atari.
I am so glad that I was around for part of
that.
I feel like
we experienced the perfect thing.
And I'm about saying kids, they don't understand.
Experience. We got those points.
You got the experience. I got the points. There's a T-shirt.
I feel like we leveled up by...
I'm turning tickets to get it.
By, you know, living. We played all of these different game genres. We got to experience, like, the Virtual Boy, which was horrible.
I'm sorry.
The Jaguar.
It's probably why I'm wearing glasses today.
Which is bad, too. We got, like, the worst consoles at some point.
I enjoyed the evolution of the Game Boy.
The evolution of the Game Boy
the Game
was
Boy
pretty
Dance.
Good.
Oh, man. Yeah. I remember being excited when they made a Pocket.
Yep.
And it would – oh, my God. That was
it
amazing.
It was so small.
I got the Icy Blue edition.
Yep.
Y'all jealous.
I remember, like, the peripherals that never made it, like the Game Boy printer. Remember the
little
tiny – I
had a Game Boy printer. And the Game Boy camera.
The Game Boy camera. I had
the Game Boy magnifier.
Oh, so
yeah, that was pretty much necessary.
It was a magnifying glass to put over your screen, and I had the Game Boy Light. It was a little light that attached to it
because it didn't have backlight at the time.
So, yeah, the original didn't have backlight, so I had a light to go with it.
Yeah, this is like overall like we may have to go from Rock Band nostalgia podcast to like overall video game nostalgia podcast.
The technology comes out so quickly, but whenever you think about all the things you've experienced,
it used to
makes
not.
You feel old.
It used to not.
I know,
come
right?
out quickly.
I've been through like five consoles.
You've been through,
I was there when you put lights in your Game Boy to see it.
You're on the ninth generation of consoles. So, I mean, you know, we've had – every generation's got – say, it used to have a ton of consoles. Like, the first and second generations, there were like
20
consoles.
I was around when Sega made consoles.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we've experienced so much, and it hasn't – it's only recently been getting, you know, faster and faster. But then when you consider it,
doubling,
like,
you know,
PS3, when the PS3 came out, that
something
was like six
that.
Or 7 years ago. And then before that, the PS2, yeah. 6 or 7 years ago. And then before that, you know, it was the PlayStation. And then before that, you know, the Nintendo 64 and PlayStation. And I don't know. I feel like time, it used to be much quicker in development because we were only developing 8-bit to 16-bit. Well, let's just add more chips. Because it's that easy, right? And then, you know, 16 to 32, okay, more chips. 32 to 64, okay, add more chips. And then we're like, well,
more chips.
We're kind of hitting a block here.
You,
so
man, more chips.
My so, yeah.
God, man, we should make an expansion card for this.
Call it the expansion card. I think that's what it was called
for the N64.
So you could
play GoldenEye multiplayer, and it wouldn't lag out.
Before you had Rumble built in, I remember you used to be able to buy this vest that would hit
oh,
you.
Oh, I remember
it was
that.
Like
I wanted that
it
so
was
bad,
like an impact
but
vest.
I'm so glad I never got it.
There were just, I don't know, there's terrible peripherals out there. There's this chair. My friend has this chair. It's a chair that has 7 or 8 speakers in the chair. And you sit down, there's a speaker right around your crotch in the middle.
Oh.
Like, that's where the subwoofer is. And there's
I need a subwoofer by my crotch.
It wraps around your head and has more speakers. It's really, ridiculous. Really crazy. It's like
What is this for?
You
what
plug
system?
It into a PC or anything.
Leisure Suit Larry.
You plug. We were around
Cap
for that
wins.
Game. You plug it into a computer or an audio source. You could listen to, I guess, an iPod from it, and you it just essentially like is your sound system.
I've never seen that. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
Crotch firing bass.
I have seen the amazing Power Glove.
Power Glove is amazing.
It's so bad.
Well, along with the evolution of consoles, we're gonna go ahead and go to a song. These are actually two songs about the evolution of sort of like geeks and nerds and dorks and, you know, all the negative words back in the day. I feel like right around when like what
all the words that they called you in high school.
Yes, all the words that I became the embodiment of. Really, these are now like the songs about. Now they're a good thing. Now they're positive. They're like reinforcing, like, oh, you're a geek. Hey, man, cool. You know,
because people are taking those traits that apply to geek and they're applying them to themselves and calling themselves hipsters.
Yeah.
Or what was it? I think Bill Gates said, never make fun of geeks. You'll probably end up working for one.
Yep. Yep. So,
because back in the day, I had huge framed glasses.
Yeah, they were pretty big.
Yeah, you think these are big?
They didn't have the slim frames.
Well, they were expensive. They had them. They were just really, really, really expensive.
Huge frames, and now all the hipsters,
they have those big,
they wear the big thick glasses.
Yeah. It just ticks you off.
It's tank proof. You could run over it with a tank, and it'll be fine. We got these two songs. It's going to be really good. In fact, one of these is brand new to Experience Points, so we listened to it before. It was pretty good.
We need a brand new like sound to play.
Whenever
level up sound.
Oh, level up sound. We'll work on that. Get the men in the back on the sounds. This is The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by iFi Dragons, and then The New Dork by Entrepreneur State of Mind. Apparently featuring Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Because they're cool and hip and nerds and geeks and something.
Yeah, Jay-Z's such a nerd.
I know, right? With all of his hate. Anyway, this is Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
I'm Cap.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, and I am MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
I'm not going to sing. I'm Cap.
Oh, okay. Well, that was The New Dork by Entrepreneur State of Mind. Before that, Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons. Let's go ahead and talk about that a little bit. Like,
let's do it.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. You ready?
We were talking a little bit about how in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, I guess, that people started looking at all the negative attributes about geeks and nerds and everything.
Realized we know what we're talking about?
It almost seems like it happened in everything, like movies.
TV shows,
like things started to build up around this idea that like now it's totally cool to not pick on the nerd.
They've taken the two stereotypes because they're different. They have different
like
traits.
Geek and nerd.
Geek and nerd.
Geek
and
nerd are different traits and properties.
What about dork?
They've kind of pick and choose which ones they like, and they've kind of compiled them into this new, cool, fashionable figure.
Oh, like, those are called hipsters.
Like geek chic. Is that what you were talking
about? That's
like
also what hipsters do.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I don't like it. because I think
I don't like it.
Oh, well hold on. I realize this is sort of how hipsters kind of sound, so maybe I am sort of a hipster at this point, but
I was a nerd before it was cool.
I mean, I really was a nerd before it was cool. Before, like, I remember getting pantsed because I was a nerd, and that's just how it
worked. Sorry, Matt. I shouldn't have done that.
I didn't get pantsed.
You were a nerd, too. What are you talking about?
I never got pants.
Yeah.
I just didn't have any friends.
It may have been because I was bigger than you.
Wait, so. I'm sorry, Cap. I'll be your friend.
It's okay. It's gotten way better.
Thanks for taking one for the team, Matt.
Yeah. It's gotten way better. I've transitioned from the nerd spectrum to the geek spectrum. What's the difference in nerd and geek?
Because I feel like I'm a pretty nerdy geek.
There are some fine-tuned characteristics.
Yeah, I mean, they are very different.
But the more general points are geeks are much more socially not awkward.
So they're more acceptable.
Acceptable, yeah.
They're not awkward.
They're better socially at interacting. Nerds are not. Geeks have more of a pop culture-y kind
socially
of
socially outgoing, maybe.
Yeah.
So basically, geeks are everyone on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
The nerd is
portrayed as a much higher intelligence.
So they're nerds.
So they're nerds.
I guess.
Not saying
being made
not
fun
saying
of by
geeks.
Geeks.
Not saying geeks are a lower intelligence. Geeks are still perceived as a high intelligence, but nerds are those super high intelligence. That's what makes them.
So is that all of us computer science majors?
Computer science.
Would we fall under nerds instead of geeks?
Computer science is more of a computer of a nerd topic. They're perceived as more critical thinking. They care about the critical thinking. They care
I
about
see that.
Okay.
When I start talking about optimizing your scripts, I'm a nerd.
But then, like biology, I guess. Biology would be more like a geek because
it's not a real science.
I mean, biology is just lame.
It's the science of life.
It's not a real science.
The study of life.
Physics. That's a real science.
You'll see a geek if they have those kind of pun-filled shirts.
Yeah. Like they go to Think Geek. And they buy things from Think Geek.
Oh, that's how you can tell. They have Think Geek.
Otherwise, they'd go to Think Nerd, and they would. No, that was a bad joke. Okay,
they would go to Think Nerd.
Yeah,
is that the joke?
Yeah, it was because they're nerds. Anyway, wow. So that's why I'm on the radio and not on stage.
That's because you're ugly.
Thank you. Wow, that was that hurt almost as much as also not having friends. Cap,
I haven't had caffeine in 2 days.
That's fine. So I don't know. I don't like how.
But the general consensus is people still cannot tell them apart.
Right. And why would
unless
they be
you are one? Maybe
the average person who is of lower intelligence than the geek intelligence.
Wow,
cannot tell them apart.
Non-geek intelligence.
So I'm feeling pretty nerdy right now.
So it used to be. Where you, if you like Star Trek.
Like, I love Star Trek.
So if you learn, if you love, if you learn,
Picard
if you
is way better than
Star
Kirk.
Trek. If you love, I actually was watching both first Star Trek movies, the Star Trek 1 and the Star Trek Generations.
Oh.
And Generations is so much better.
Isn't it?
It's
because Picard's captain.
Anyway, all I was trying to get around to was like, it used to be if you like Star Trek, like you were this socially awkward, completely segregated piece of humanity.
Let's dress up in our colored suits and.
And pretend and try not to die if you have a red shirt on.
Pretend to be beamed around.
Right. It used to be.
I'm leaving now.
And to be honest, like movies like Galaxy Quest, and there's a ton of movies out there that kind of pick
on
it. Yeah, there's a ton of movies out there that kind of pick on it. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of movies.
I will say, sidestep, I've been to a few Trekkie cons in my day.
Yeah.
And Trekkies are the nicest people you ever meet.
Right.
Maybe it's like that thing, if you're socially awkward, you kind of bond with.
You've never met Care Bears.
Anyway, you kind of—I guess maybe you bond with people who are also socially awkward, so you're nicer and accepting of those people.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at
the carriers.
Like
they're nicer.
Yeah, they're nicer. I mean, they're also completely fictional. But look at a show, look at a series, because it used to be like all the Star Treks are sort of the same thing, but then you have the Stargates. Stargates changed a little bit. They kind of maneuvered in a different direction.
Oh yeah,
there's so many Stargates.
But then you have a show like Firefly, which is totally
Firefly.
A trendy show.
That is really
Firefly
trendy.
Is a total trendy. It's almost like it's a space western. Obviously,
mega trendy.
Well, okay, I will say like Firefly, it's fun to watch. You can watch it easily.
Right.
Star Trek, like Next Gen,
you have to
pay attention. You have to think about it, and then you understand the entertainment value after a while.
Right, but I feel like you have to be three seasons in before you actually.
Oh,
get
don't
that.
Even ignore the first season,
let
please.
Me pick up my riot shield. I never watched Star Trek. I don't like it.
You've never watched it.
I've watched segments. I'm not interested in it at all. Nothing about it has ever piqued my interest.
Do you watch any syndicated science fiction television though?
I don't really watch television, so no.
Okay,
so I feel like
that's probably it, because you watch How I Met Your Mother,
yeah,
which is not science fiction at all, yeah, obviously, but it's syndicated.
Awesome.
It is syndicated.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. It's Legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
I drank milk this morning. Y'all said dairy. That's why I... Anyway, I'm bad with jokes. I'm
nerd!
Sorry.
Well, that was Legend. Let's hope you're not lactose intolerant, because this next part is dairy.
Wow. Is that actually in the show?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Wow.
Barney Stinson.
That's all we're going to try to talk about. It's just the fact that, you know, it's kind of a change from how things used to be. And I don't know, like, where did – because you watch old, like, 80s and early 90s movies about – and I remember, like, the new kid. You remember the new kid – or the new guy.
Oh, yeah.
With that guy that was in one episode of Breaking Bad. The skinny guy that was also in that
– Man, you're so descriptive.
That movie with Aaron Eckhart where he had to go in the middle of the earth. I think it was called The Core, maybe. I can't remember. They had this giant, like, RV that tunneled in the earth. No one remembers this movie?
No.
It was like Armageddon, except on Earth. Because
the last one I remember where you went to the center of the earth or whatever was The Last Dinosaur.
No, that's where
you drilled down and you were suddenly going to dinosaurs.
They had a team and that black guy constructed the metal that got stronger as it got hotter.
Yeah.
And he also made the drill laser.
Right. And then
which he used to test the metal.
Right. They go in the center of the earth and it's like diamonds. And they fall a really long ways.
Because it's not actually, it's not solid. You fall through and then there's all this open space where they go through lava through some spots.
Magma
or lava?
It's magma.
I think it's magma because it's in the earth.
It has to be above the crust.
That's what I said. I said magma.
Anyway, he was in that movie. But
was that a nerd moment where we were discussing the properties of lava or magma?
Yes. I think that was a nerd moment. No trendy person ever talks about that.
Really?
No. I mean, we're trendy, but we just talked about it.
Losing cool factor, guys.
Sorry.
Bop them back up.
So
what about that WoW expansion?
There was a movie, The New Guy, where they pretty much did it. This guy was kind of this socially awkward, you know, nerd, or I guess a geek at the time, a dork or whatever. He always got picked on by the jocks, like by the super cool either musicians, like the rockers, or the jocks.
Super cool musicians.
And I feel like movies that have completely turned around, like Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim's the exact opposite of that. Scott Pilgrim's like this gamer. He plays like dance DDR Ninja Fighter.
I still don't know how I feel about that movie.
I like it. I really do.
I don't know.
Edgar Wright,
I don't
know. I'm totally down with it. I feel that it's completely different, though. You know, you got Chris Evans, and you've got some of these other sort of awkward but sort of cool people trying to, you know, he has to fight. Before, it was the exact opposite. It was, I don't know, it was just really weird. I feel like we've completely changed. We've flipped.
You're saying that nerds and geeks are acceptable now.
They're acceptable, but they're a different nerd and geek than what it was
in the
80s
and 90s. But it's not what really is nerd and geek.
I'm not saying it's what it really is. I'm just saying that I think society has changed nerds and geeks around to be more acceptable. So they can be more accessible.
It's because they like what we give them.
I guess.
Computers are cool now.
You like your iPhones, don't you, people?
Yeah, you like that.
You want your laptops?
Stop picking on me.
People like the humor that come from other people not understanding what geeks and nerds are talking about.
So they like to feel dumb because it makes them laugh. Or no, they laugh because they're dumb. Is that what you're saying?
That was your problem with society a few episodes back.
Yeah, society? And it's still a problem.
Yeah. He thought he hated Big Bang Theory. Turns out he hates the audience for Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, no, that's accurate. I think I hate a majority of the people that watch it and laugh because they don't understand. And I get that that's the point. I try to understand as much of it as possible. In fact, I look some things up because I don't understand some
all the people
sometimes.
I know who watch the Big Bang Theory, which is mainly my family, my mom, and my girlfriend's
mom. Oh, my mother's right? all
they,
over that show.
They actually like the show because of how funny Sheldon is.
Oh, okay, because of his awkwardness.
They find his quirky awkwardness to be hilarious because they relate it to – they actually told me they relate it to you and me.
Oh, okay.
They relate that character to us.
So because we're –
I've been
so
told
it's
that.
Our, it's our, it's our higher
theory,
intelligence.
You know? Well, you should. You're just like the main character. I was like, what?
I've been told that by my
me?
Own mother.
Yeah.
Do you like the show?
I feel like it's –
you actually love me?
I think – She loves you.
I know. That's a
maybe,
joke.
Maybe.
A joke.
Can we talk about it, Cap?
I have a special segment.
Cap soft time.
My own special segment.
No, I don't know. I like the show for what it's about. I feel like it is a positive step, but I feel like so is Cosmos, the Carl Sagan remake that Neil deGrasse Tyson is doing. I feel like that's
I think the original by Carl Sagan was amazing.
Oh, well, yeah, but no, people aren't going to do that because people didn't feel
on a spaceship
as strongly.
Of imagination.
People didn't feel as strongly because there were some issues, political, socio-political issues at the time, but I think we've gone past a lot of those.
Really? Have we?
Well, maybe not.
People are just too stupid to remember.
Well, maybe. We don't understand history.
That does seem to be the thing.
Let's go ahead and move past this, and let's talk about indie games.
Indie games.
I love me some indie games.
We all played a pretty awesome indie game.
Games by Indians.
I get it now.
I mean, by the Indians or by Native Americans?
Because we want to be politically correct.
I mean, are they from India?
Before Neil deGrasse Tyson remix our show.
I can't be put on the spot like this.
Are they from before America? Is that pre-America?
I believe they're both Indians before America.
Pre-America. No, indie games.
You know a fun one I've played?
What you got?
Prison Architect.
Yeah. You like some Prison Architect?
I did. I think My buddy gave me a link to get it tried out.
Yeah.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't pay attention to show notes.
I totally recommended it.
I bought it.
We all bought it.
It is
fun. I mean, it was all bought, but didn't you buy like a gift pack for everyone? And I completely missed out.
I'm so sorry.
We may
give away Prison Architect in the future.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great. That game is so much fun.
Prison Architect.
I am so bad at that. I haven't played a lot. I have literally not played a lot at all. I've logged maybe 2 hours.
Let's go ahead and dumb it down.
Let's dumb it down.
So Prison Architect is like
SimCity. For people who aren't nerds
and geeks. It's like SimCity, except you build a prison instead of a city.
Okay.
It's like Sim Theme Park, except you build a prison instead of a theme park. You essentially just have inmates. You have all the facilities like power and water, laundry, showering.
Cooking.
Toilets, cooking.
There's actually a kitchen and a cantina.
Visitation.
Yeah, those are two different things.
Visitation.
That's really cool.
In fact, if you've never ever understood anything about how prisons work, you could play this game, and I think you have a sort of an okay idea of how prisons work.
I think you're wrong.
I've never been in prison yet, so I'm going to try to stay away from that.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was a pretty good game from what I played. It's definitely early development.
It is an alpha. It's I think version 14 of the alpha.
14.
I paid $30 for it.
Well, you also played $30 for like the finished game when you get.
Oh yeah, but I mean it'll come out. But I mean like I paid like $5 for Minecraft.
Well, yeah, when it was like a super alpha.
It wasn't. This is an alpha.
Right.
I just feel like this. I'm just saying this is a lot of money to invest for an alpha.
Right, but how much is Minecraft now? Isn't Minecraft like $25, $30?
Yeah, now.
Well, I mean,
it's highly successful.
I can see Prison Architect being successful.
Highly successful.
I can see Prison Architect being the same thing as Minecraft.
Have you seen the how in depth you can go with planning out your prisoner's entire day?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can actually go to the chart and say, well, we're going to eat for this long.
Yeah, you can have the regime or the regiment or whatever.
The regime.
It's R-E-G-I-M-E. I don't know if that's regimen or regime. I think it's
how
regime.
How do I read?
You can buy like a warden. You can get a guard.
You can get lots
of guards. You got
to hire these people.
Got workmen.
That's not you can
make money because after a while you stop making money on just the grants that you get from the federal government to be a prison. You actually have to start making license plates in order to make money, in order to build your prison, in order to house more prisoners, in order to make more money so you can make more license
and
plates.
And the tutorial does nothing to go over this.
No, the tutorial is very lackluster.
That tutorial is kind of weird.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was weird. It was awesome in a weird way.
It makes you feel like the game is going to be like a story.
No, yeah. That's what I thought. I care about this character now who's like a little sprite.
I imagine. So the tutorial takes you through building an execution chamber, which is completely pointless in a normal game. I don't think you actually have to build an execution chamber.
Not yet, anyway.
There's no point because it's just an alpha. But the tutorial takes place at a prison that's pretty much already built. All your task to do is build an execution chamber so that you can execute the prisoner that is kind of the focal point.
Yeah, well, the game's point of view is some of that of the prison constructors.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't actually do anything with really managing the prison until you actually start playing. But you're really more of a construction crew.
Right. And then once you construct,
you're not the warden. You hire a warden.
Right. Once you're kind of like the overseer of everything. You oversee what the warden does, what the psychologist does, what the work people do, and you know it's not like anyone has control of the prison except you. But the prisoners kind of have their own lives. They do their own things. The guards are semi-autonomous. Same with the workmen. The workmen are semi-autonomous. If something needs to be repaired, they'll repair it. If you have a doctor and someone's hurt, the doctor will go out and fix them. So you don't have to micromanage everything, but you could.
Yeah, speaking of the guards or the workmen being semi-autonomous, I was building my execution chamber. And I put the brick walls and everything, and I put the interior brick walls like it said to do, and then they decided to take down the exterior brick walls.
Yeah, there is, there
and
is
no
a
one saw a problem with issue. This. I did. It was great, too, because it went through the entire sequence. So the prisoner cell is missing a wall, and there's a window just hanging there in the air. And apparently he just decided to stay in the room and not leave for his execution.
Yeah, some things are severely scripted. Some things are very scripted. And again, it is an alpha, I hope, because the tutorial has some segments with some really awesome art, some awesome little sprite-based,
I want
know,
more
story.
Of those stories. Yeah.
I hope the campaign version of the game eventually has a lot of those story elements in it.
Yeah, I hope that the campaign is just like mission based where you have to do this.
That would be great.
This prison needs this. This prison needs this.
Right.
Figure it out. Here's how much money you have.
I could see it being a lot like StarCraft, like the original StarCraft, like where you kind of, you know, RTS, maybe not RTS in the conventional sense, but like simulate the prison towards an end. Like you have to house, you know, you have to house 70 prisoners. You have to have 50 maximum security prisoners. You have to have no one go to the lockdown, or you have to keep them at a certain happiness level. Like they have this grant system where you can get more money by reaching certain goals. But I feel like for story, I feel like they can do so much more. I feel like it can be awesome.
They proved that they can do the story.
Oh yeah, and now this is by
that was a creepy, weird, awesome intro.
This is by Introversion. They've done a few other pretty big games, Darwinia. DEFCON. They did another game. What was the other game that they did? It was like
remember.
It was something with Darwinians. I don't know. It was really, really
good.
Like, maybe like
awesome.
Maybe like World of Darwinia or something. I don't know. It was really good. This was actually
World
a crowdfunded
MMO.
This was a crowdfunded game. I believe it was a Kickstarter or Steam Greenlight or something. It's made over $250,000, and it's just an alpha. So I think it's going to go somewhere. It could potentially be a Minecraft breakout success.
And maybe I just don't realize it because it's in alpha, so it's not super, super well documented. So I don't really know what everything's supposed to do. I haven't found that many bugs.
No.
I really only found one when I start a new prison. There are construction workers. There's a truck that brings construction workers to your site. And I've had a couple times where they just sit there on the truck, and they all take out hammers and screwdrivers and wave them around like they're working, but on the truck.
You have to, yeah, I've had that before. You have to like click them and right click
off
of it.
You can click them and make a move. Usually they get off by themselves.
I've had a construction worker get stuck in a wall he built.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I think there's a lot of navigation problems and a lot of.
I have seen a construction worker. I was building electrical wire from one building to another.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides to go into the destination building, lay down his wire spool, and then walk into the back corner of the building, take some wire, walk all the way out around the building to the other building and start laying it, and then come back.
Yeah.
It was the most inefficient route.
I have seen them also ignore walls completely.
Ignore the walls?
Yeah, there's a brick wall, and they can magically walk through it now.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. The game is not complete by any sense of the imagination.
Are you drawing the United States?
I'm drawing the United States because I was thinking like,
what is going on?
Well, I was thinking like, whenever you have prison architecture, like,
are you planning your next prison?
Wouldn't it be cool to have the United States and be able to pick where you're going to build the prison? So like, maybe if you build it in New Mexico,
you have different types of prisoners.
Right. So like, maybe you can build it in the Everglades, and there's gators, and gators will get your prisoners. So that'd be cool. You could build a moat. And then maybe you can go in New Mexico and maybe there's just barbed wire.
Not a terrible idea.
Or Komodo dragons. Are there Komodo dragons in the desert?
I don't know.
You can build it in Texas and there's just crazy Texans with some guns.
Crazy Texans and guns.
You can build it in California and there will absolutely not be anyone with a gun in California.
And you can't execute prisoners.
There'll just be Arnold Schwarzenegger like holding buff arms, you know, being the bouncer of the prison. This isn't just a prisoner architect segment. I mean, we're talking about indie games like Super Meat Boy, Minecraft. Those are both pretty breakout games.
Yeah, Super Meat Boy, that's a pretty breakout game if you want to break controllers.
That game is so frustrating.
You just play it with a keyboard.
No, so it tells you to play with a controller at the very beginning. Right? It's like, dude, play this. It's fun. The reason they do it is because you're going to throw the controller.
Make sure you have...
Throw keyboards as easily.
They're attached.
Yeah.
I know I played one called Dust Force is pretty cool. You play as one of four like ninja janitors. And you have to essentially sweep a bunch. It's a platformer, but it's a really cool platformer.
Ninja like
Have you ever played Fancy Pants? The Shockwave game Fancy Pants?
No.
You never played that? So Fancy Pants was...
I played Frog Blender.
I think they're...
Wait, Fancy Pants, is that the one where the guy just runs?
Yeah, he's got crazy mohawk hair with...
You make him jump.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're talking about...
It's called Fancy Pants.
What, a Flash game?
Yeah, it's a Flash game.
Yeah.
Super Meat Boy started out as a Flash game.
I used to play Flash games all the time.
I know. That's why I was kind of appalled that you haven't played it yet.
What was it like? Addictinggames.com. That used to be fun.
You want me to list off Flash game sites? You don't have enough time. Let's talk about something else.
I mean, just as far as indie games are concerned, though, Dust Force is a lot like Fancy Pants, where you run around, but it's more like I don't know. It's part Sonic, it's part Mega Man X, and I guess it's part because they all have their individual moves. So it's like kind of like Street Fighter 2, where you have these like kind of martial arts moves. And the art direction's really, really great too. I think one Magicka, an indie game, I think. Magicka with a CK.
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
Magicka.
Play it.
I think
that was Steam sale this summer.
I think, maybe, I don't know.
Hyperlight Drifter is actually
Space Station 13, I think is what it's called.
Was that the Dreamcast?
No. It's a new game. It's out. I saw my roommate playing it yesterday.
Moonbase Alpha.
Moonbase Alpha was pretty good. It was by NASA, wasn't it? Like
something. I don't know.
That was good?
Yeah.
You enjoyed that?
I enjoyed it.
It was hilariously bad.
It was good for a free game. I remember I fell down.
It was free.
I fell down.
It was free.
And the backpack of my spacesuit stuck to the ground somehow. So when I'd walk, I would just flail around like no bones on the moon's surface to get to
that game. It's all black and white. You're the kid.
Oh,
Limbo
was
that's a fun
that
game.
Was
that
a
was
good
a
one.
That was, you know what, I think
that game
was,
can also be very frustrating.
That was a pretty scary game at some point. Like I felt really
terrified.
I felt like really engaged in that game. And
you know, I've been terrified by so many games. I wonder if I'm actually terrified by
Outlast
anymore.
You played Outlast?
Outlast, oh god.
Outlast, I think that's a pretty indie game. That's not a big budget game, certainly. There's so many really good scary games out there. I feel I don't know.
Amnesia, Amnesia Machine for Pigs. Yeah. Although that one wasn't as good.
I feel like Amnesia, it was way better.
Like Amnesia, The Dark Descent is where it's at.
I don't want to play Amnesia. I haven't played it. I've seen other people play it. I don't
want to
play it.
Play it. You want to. You'll never sleep again.
I don't want to do this. I feel like I got more out of Amnesia. And again, it's a different type of game. It's more like a Silent Hill type of game instead of like a Dead Space type of game. I got more out of Amnesia than I did Dead Space. Not really like Dead Space, but it's more like
Like I said, Dead Space is fun. I keep getting frustrated because apparently I find all the glitches.
Well, I think it's more of like a Resident Evil type of scary. Like Resident Evil used to be, I couldn't get the controls to work because I have tank controls and there's somebody coming at me and these controls are so bad that I don't know if I'll get away. And now they've kind of changed the controls around to where you totally run away, but the game sort of suffered because now it's all jump out scares. Like it's like,
well, Doom 3 did that very well.
I feel that did that very well because you had to make a decision between light and gun.
Oh, that was a great mechanic.
Light and gun. And some people were like, why don't you just put the light on the gun? Why don't you have some duct tape? Do that. But I mean,
because it's much more fun to have to switch.
I agree. I don't think everyone just like shows up with headlamps. That's how I feel. Well, I mean, if you knew that you were going
to
go
into...
If I
knew I was about to unleash the gates of hell on Mars, I'd bring a headlamp.
I've recently replayed all through Doom 3, the BFG edition. I want to do it with the Oculus Rift because it has.
Do you have an Oculus Rift?
No, I don't. But I want to. I want to.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, I want everything. I want an Oculus Rift everything.
I also, Matt.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and cut to two songs, and then we're gonna come back and close out the show with another small segment. This is let's do "Game It Ain't No Game" by Andrew Volpe and "The Gates" by Da Vinci's Notebook. Those are two new ones. Two new ones on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
I'm Cap.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And I'm Cap.
And Red Bear, you sound sad.
It's almost over.
It is almost over. I'm sorry. That was The Gates by Da Vinci's Notebook, and before that, Gaming Ain't a Game by Andrew Volp. I actually really like that song. It seems like we've all had experiences like that.
Oh, it's fun.
Usually, you're the one, Cap, that backstabs me in every game.
What?
I remember playing Urban Terror, and you're like, dude, watch out. We got this gun or whatever.
Yeah, that was totally Cap.
And then you, like, I turn around, and like the rifle's clipping through my model, and it just, and that, I lay out. GoldenEye was the same thing. You did the same thing in GoldenEye.
That's only happened.
And Perfect Dark. You've killed me in every game.
You should
game.
Stop playing games with Cap.
You killed me. The first thing in WoW.
I add a level of difficulty that you can't comprehend.
It's called trust.
It's called trust.
I remember in WoW, he's like, wow, I just made this. God. I just made this. This is great. He throws down a dual flag. And I was like, what? Why do you want to do it? Like, first thing in Wrath of the Lich King, that's the first thing we did. Made Death Knights.
First thing we
did. Throw down a dual flag. I was like, come on, man.
I wanted to duel first
thing.
I'm just trying to have fun. I'm a healer.
Right. Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to beat you.
First thing.
We're going to go ahead and wrap up. We are out of time, but we're going to go ahead and pitch the website. What's that website, Bear?
That's exppoints.com.
That's two P's, right?
Double tap the P.
You got to double tap it. We got a podcast, reviews, and all the previous radio shows. Again, we'll have a lot of them up. The three, I think, most recent up fairly soon. Go ahead and check that out. Also, look at the top of the blog post. We're going to be giving away Lost Planet 2. Mr. Gibbs.
Pretty sure we're going with Gibbs on that
one. You won Lost Planet 1. We'll go ahead and send you an email or a Facebook message or whatever you use to sign up. We'll go ahead and contact you and send you the key and the download link. But if you want to win Lost Planet 2, go ahead and check out the website. And have y'all played Lost Planet 2? I've played it, but
I've actually not played the second one. Lost Planet 1 was amazing. I love how they did Mechs.
Lost Planet 2, well, it's better. It's better
it's
in
better Lost Planet 2.
I figure it's better in Lost Planet 2.
Sign up.
It is.
I'm getting on the website right now. That's two P's, right?
Two P's. ExpPoints.com. It's better. I feel. It's got less story overall. It's like. I don't know. It's less like, you know how the first one had the Wayne guy, the big story arc with Wayne. No, just his name was Wayne.
Oh.
In fact, it was like character Wayne created by blah blah blah. I was like, I mean, more people have come up with Wayne as a character, but apparently had some, you know, bogus side story or backstory to him about how his dad was killed by a giant green eye bug, and you have the entire game is avenging your dad through several quests where you don't actually avenge your dad at all. And there's this whole political thing. Anyway, 2 is different. It's more or less you're part of a team, and there's a little bit more gold. The multiplayer is fantastic. From what I understand, the Lost Planet 2 multiplayer is way better than Lost Planet 3 multiplayer, but Lost Planet 3 is still good. So
didn't we play that together?
Lost Planet 2, yeah, we played it on PS3.
That game was so hard.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. But the co-op's fun. The co-op is very, very fun. Check that out. If you want to play it, go ahead and sign up. Again, it's the PC version, as is Lost Planet 1. So go ahead and sign up online. Also, look out for more reviews, and look out for our Rock Band Nostalgia, which may sort of have evolved into like a general nostalgia game podcast. Again, it's not going to be on the air, but it will be online. It won't have any music, but it'll have more of us. And there may be some alcohol. Again, we're not going to say there will be, but it's going to be a fun night of us doing stuff. So go ahead and check that out. We're going to end the show with does anyone have anything else to say? Any closing remarks from the cast?
I like fish sticks.
You like fish sticks. I know you like fish sticks.
I'll miss you. I'll miss you, audience.
We're going to be back next week. So if you want to come back next week with us, next week, what's that time?
Nine to ten.
On Wednesday.
We are working at getting a bigger time slot. So go ahead and check us out. Yeah. We're gonna work on getting maybe an hour and a half or a 2 hour time slot. We always seem to run over a little bit anyway. We're gonna go ahead and end
just
on
give it to us.
Power User by MC Frontalot and The Lost Woods Dubstep by Afixia. We've all heard that Lost Woods song way too much. The new Legend of Zelda is actually looking really, really good for the 3DS. So go ahead and
I have to get it. I have one now.
Check really? That
I'm debating
out.
Which handheld I want.
Get the Vita's not doing so well, but I think once the PS4 like gets a little
that's
bit
what
of,
I'm thinking. Once
gets
it gets traction,
and again, we'll do a handheld segment because I have not
Nintendo
played so much of the 3DS.
Nintendo has Pokemon.
They do have Pokemon.
Pokemon.
You got X and Y. Is that the one?
I have Y.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's not X and Y. It's X or Y.
Yeah, kind of like Red and Blue.
Silver, gold.
I don't know why they do that. I don't know.
Ruby or
I guess they sell again
to make you buy more.
They make more money. Anyway, we're going to leave on Power User MC Frontalot and Lost Woods Dubstep by Afixia. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
I'm Cap.
And this has been Experience Points on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
Believe it! Jay-Z likes fish sticks.
I like fish sticks.